There is a massively popular Assemblies of God church in the city that I live in called James River Assemblies of God. Over 20,000 people attend this church. In addition, they have several satellite churches which rival any other church in town that rebroadcast the sermon every Sunday. Now, this church is no stranger to controversy. In the late 90s, the associate pastor, Tim Carpenter, went missing from an apparent abduction. The head pastor, John Lindell, quickly put himself in between the family and the media, not allowing the media to talk to the grieving family without him present. The man was found states away living with another woman and confessed to faking his disappearance. In 2020, the church held a massive Christmas show against state ordinances because of COVID, and several people got infected. Recently, the church is claiming that a miracle took place at one of their off-campus satellite churches during a prayer meeting. Here are excerpts from an article from The Newsleader, a local newspaper, dated March 22, 2023. Church claiming that prayer regrew a woman's amputated toes last week. During a live stream of James River Church's March 15th service, Pastor John Lindell explained that a creative miracle took place the day before at the Joplin James River Church campus. James River Church and the woman involved, Christine Dines, have not returned the newsleader's request for comment. As of publication of this article, there are no photos or videos of the event taking place or the aftermath. The services were part of the church's Week of Power, which included services by guest pastors Bill Johnson and Randy Clark. During a March 15th live stream, Lindell said that during a service hosted by Johnson, prayer team members prayed over Dines. Lindell said Dines had three toes amputated after her then-husband shot her in 2015. In 2021, Stephen Thompson was convicted of shooting and killing Carissa Gerard and critically injuring Dines, according to KOM's coverage of the trial. As the ladies prayed over Chrissy over the next 30 minutes, all three toes grew, and by that point, they were longer than her pinky toe. Within an hour, nails began to grow on all three toes, Lindell said in the live stream. The video where Dines shared her testimony about her toes growing back has since been removed from Facebook, but still exists on Twitter. In it, Dines said that she had three toes amputated in an accident, but after attending a service at James River Church where women prayed over her feet, she witnessed the amputated toes reforming. So, this woman claims that she had three toes amputated because her then-husband shot them off. She goes to James River Assemblies of God Church. They pray over her feet, and her toes grew back. That's the claim. Now, I've known several people over the years who have attended and currently attend this church. Some people love it. Others left because they said it had a cult-like feel to it. Can God regrow someone's amputated body parts? Yes. Would he do this for Protestants? Yes. I'm not going to say that because someone is not Catholic, God would never heal them. And I hope this is true, because if it's not, it will affect all of us negatively. But I'm skeptical, and I'll tell you why. The church refuses to prove the miracle, although they apparently can. And it should be easy to prove. This lady, Chrissy, says that she never took any pictures of her foot with the missing toes. However, since she claims the toes had to be amputated, there should be medical records reflecting that. She says her husband shot her toes off, and as reported by the local news station, he has gone to jail for injuring her and killing another person, so there would be criminal records and a police report of the incident. All they would have to do is authorize these records proving the toes had been amputated and show that the toes had indeed grown back. However, even though a video had been posted on social media with this woman making the miraculous claim, as well as giving her name and city where she lives, Pastor John Lindell now says they will not provide proof of the miracle in order to protect the woman. Protect her from what? You've already exposed her. If anything, she will continue to be harassed until or unless evidence is provided. Now, this is the difference between the Catholic Church and some Protestant churches. The Catholic Church will not make any claim of a miracle unless sufficient evidence is provided, such as medical records, reliable witnesses, news reports, scientific examination, etc. And only when agnostic or atheist medical and scientific professionals sign off that there is no natural explanation, will the Catholic Church declare something to be a miracle? There have been hundreds of claimed cures from the waters of Lourdes, but only about 70 have been signed off on. In order for someone to be declared a blessed in the Catholic Church, they must have one proven medical miracle attributed to their intercession, and to be declared a saint, they must have two. But with these evangelicals, there's only claims of miracles, and nothing is ever put forth as evidence. That's not to say they're not authentic. But the reason the Catholic Church will not proclaim a miracle unless it can be proven is to avoid what James River Assemblies of God is going through right now. People are going online and they are demanding proof. There's even a website called Show Me the Toes asking for anyone who had been at the prayer group to come forward with some kind of evidence or to present any kind of evidence at all. To not show evidence for a miracle is scandal because people are just going to assume they were lying, and that's going to hurt the entire body of Christ. To not prove the miracle also goes against the will of God. Why does God heal some people? It's not because he loves us. He loves all of us, but he doesn't heal all of us. He heals to show the world his goodness, so sinners will convert. So if James River Assemblies of God can indeed prove the miracle, they're doing God and the world a disservice by not doing so, because the miracle doesn't belong to them. It doesn't even belong to Miss Dines. It belongs to God, and he did it for the world to see. Until my next video, God bless.